The 12th Prague Short Film Festival gets underway on the 18th of January. For the next 4 days, visitors to Prague's Svetozor will be able to view some of the very best short films from around the world. Jan Willinger spoke to the festival's program director Karel Spieschen about some of the films being screened as well as the festival's main aims.
This short film festival is organized by the same team as the Karlovy Vary International Film Festival. And the main reason why we have decided to launch this festival 12 years ago was to present to the Czech audience this amazing and very unique part of world film production, which is usually hard to see in Czech cinemas or television. And we have to say that short films are not only films made by young filmmakers. Short films as a genre have very often different kind of storytelling and structure. They are, let's say, compressed and more concentrated on details, and as you can imagine, there are topics or subjects or conceptions that will not be enough for a feature films, but are still very interesting and unique to be told.
There's so many different sections when you look at the website. What are some of the sections this year? Maybe we could talk about a couple of the films.
In the section BAFTA 70, this year we pay tribute to the British Film and Television Academy, which will, for the seventh time, select the best British and international film of the past year. And because of this jubilee, and also due to the extraordinary list of the winners and nominees, we would like to commemorate at least some of the films and directors that was awarded the best British short live action film. And if we would like to mention one of them, I think the most famous is Six Shooter, that was made by Martin McDonagh and won also Oscar for the best short film in 2006. And the second very special section this year is Boys and Girls, Ninja Tiberg, which is dedicated to a young Swedish director with very personal style. Her short films use a very original way to tackle gender and social stereotypes, sexuality and understanding to our own bodies and the concept of desire and power and control and so on. So I think this section is probably this year our most controversial.
How are Czech films represented? Obviously, short films strong in the Czech Republic as well.
This year we have two programs that present our selection of the most interesting Czech short films of the past year. And yes, last year was quite successful for Czech short films. Animated film Happy End was selected to Cannes Film Festival and now is shortlisted also to the Oscar. And other short film Peacock won the award for the best direction at Sundance Film Festival in the United States. And so we will see how successful it will be this year for Czech short films.